Hi, and welcome to another Java podcast. This one we're going to be looking at the command line, how to run and compile Java from the command line. So, well, we're now getting to the point where we're actually starting to actually run some Java, which is probably about time, I can imagine. So when you program Java, all Java is stored in something known as a Java file, or .java. So effectively, it's just a text file where you type your code in, and you just give it the .java extension, pretty similar to web pages, where you will type it into, a notepad, and then give it a HTML or HTM file extension. That then gets picked up by the relevant programs in order to process it. So Java is essentially stored in .java files. Java has two peculiar quirks about the way you name files and also the folders you store it. First of all, when you name a file, it must be the exact same as the name of the class that's inside it. So if you define a class, say, for example, foo, then you must save it into a file called foo.java. If you don't, then Java will whinge at you and not compile. Okay, so it's really, really important. You must ensure that the class name is exact same, and I really do mean the exact same, as the class within it. Okay, be a bit more specific, it's the same name as the public class of that source file. Now, at the moment, that might not make much sense, but later on, you'll think, ah, yeah, I know what he means by public class now. So, yeah. Java packages is essentially a way of organizing Java files together. Now, there is loads and loads and loads of Java files out there, and there's a lot of classes which actually share the same name. So, on your computer at home, you most likely can have files which are named the same, but because they're in different folders, that's okay. You know, you're allowed to. And Java has the exact same principle. Instead of folders, it calls them packages. Now, if I have a package called, example, then I would need a folder called example on my hard drive where I would store any Java files which are inside that package. So effectively, it's kind of like a virtual file organization system in programming. Okay. If you are into the old being specific kind of malarkey, they're namespaces effectively, and essentially you're trying to limit the namespaces of your code by putting them into packages. It's very good program practice to use packages, and Java is very, very keen on using packages for apps and everything, even if it's really, really small. Okay, when you create your first program, you should really create it in a package, and the program you can download from the website does exactly that. So if I got a package called example and I've got a class called foo, I would have a file called foo.java inside a folder called example. Yeah, so package is the same name as folder, and the class name is the same as the file name. To actually compile, you need to use the Java C program, and it's actually quite straightforward. You have to go into the directory where you store the file, okay? So you need to open up the command line, type in cd, c colon, cd my documents, wherever you stored this Java file. Once you've cd'd to the right place, you can type in Java C and the name of the file. That will then compile it into class into a class file. If you get an error message, then you're obviously in the wrong place. So have a look to see if you're in the right place or not. If you want to list out what files are in the directory, top tip, if you type in the command dir, or directory, dir, then it will list out the files within it. If you're a Linux buddy, then the command ls will do the exact same. And I've got a feeling ls works for Macs as well, but don't hold me to that one. So, if you have compiled it, you can then run it from the command line as well, using the Java command. Okay, so Java C compiles, and the Java command runs. Now, if you typed in Java my first program, then nothing would happen. In fact, it would say class not found. Okay. What you have to do is give a fully qualified name in order to run it. In this case, it will be the package name, followed by a full stop, followed by the class name. So it would be something like Java example 1 dot my first program. Okay, this is just because Java is a little bit crap when it comes to finding classes, and you have to be very specific for it in order for it to realize it. There's actually a really good reason why it's really specific. It's because you can have the same class name in many different packages. It insists that you say what package this class is in. If you typed in Java example 1 dot my first program inside the folder the class is in, again it won't find it because it's looking for a folder first and then a file. Yeah. So if you just go back one folder by typing in cd dot dot, then you can actually run it. So when you try and run a command in Java, you need to type in the package dot the class name, and you must ensure you're in the root folder, i.e. not in the folder where the class is, but the folder just above it. Okay. So to sum up, Java source code is stored in .java files. Java packages represent folders. The class name must be the same as the file name. You can use the command cd to navigate around folders on the command line. Java C will allow you to compile a class, and you must be in the same folder as the Java file to compile. And finally, you can run a program by typing in Java the package name dot the class name, and that must be in the folder above it because it will look for the package as a folder and then look at for the file for the class. Well, I hope that's shed a bit of light. If not, have a practice at it, give it a go, see how it works, and you know, practice makes perfect. Certainly with Java, the more you practice, the better you'll become at it, especially through the command line, because understanding how Java and Java C works is really, really important to actually get used to how Java does things.